This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Frank's with us. Frank, we're talking about stoves and glass top stoves. And to me, it makes very little sense to get one. And I'll tell you why. Other than someone saying, boy, look at this new look, a glass top stove. But I don't think they can be as efficient. I don't think it, you know, having an indirect contact with the element can be as efficient. I don't think that a $120 element compares to being able to buy four elements for $30 complete. It seems like it's easier to fix the old-fashioned elements that have the reflector dish beneath them. You could buy replacement dishes. You could put aluminum foil on the dishes if you wanted to protect them from spills. It seemed like we're going the wrong way in terms of repairability, mechanical servicing, longevity, cost. Everything's going the wrong direction with with the newer stoves. Am I right?
You are wrong? Absolutely right. It's one of the most expensive stoves to repair, glass cooktops. They crack, even though they're not supposed to. They look beautiful at the beginning when they're new, but after a certain number of years, the cooktop itself is like, ugh, ugly. The hardest thing to clean, even though they're supposed to be like on, but sometimes you have to get a scraper to them. So, you know, so I don't know. I don't know what is the and of course, as you said, twice more expensive to repair than your basic. So therefore, another little point. If you are going to buy a second-hand stove, try to buy one with the elements.
Frank, if we're going to have a spare stove, and you know, we are in the preparedness department here at USA Prepared.
Yeah, for sure.
So if we're going to have a spare stove, you know, in case the one that we have right now quits, we're talking about the old. If you're going to get an electric, I guess our recommendation, Frank, is the older element one. Make sure that it works. Make sure that all the elements work, and you'll have probably a good working stove if the pots and pans fit properly for another 10 years without repair. Right? Isn't that possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And for sure.
How about gas stoves, Frank? What are your thoughts about?
We're going to go into that, but I just a couple more little nuggets for the electric stoves. because being prepared, one of the ways that you can be prepared, and I probably could see a number of our students going and checking this stuff, put on your elements on top as well on the bottom. Check for what we call hot spots. Now, as you know, and as you said earlier, cow rod, there's a little wire inside and with the wrong tube. So what you see, I'd say, just kind of steel that glows because of this heat rod inside. But what happens is they tend to get weak in a certain spot, and they produce what we call hot spots. Be sure, be guaranteed that little hot spot is going to kind of blow up on you. Now, Vince, I've never seen one do that. But I've been told they're horrific. Like the whole stove is going to burst into flames and so on and so forth. But it's not really.
Frank, can tell you what it sounds like to me. It sounds to me, so what we're talking about, class, is the cow rod element, these spiral elements on an older style stove, they have a wire inside called nichrome. It's nickel chrome alloy. It's the same thing that's in your toaster, but a thicker rod rather than just a wire that's in your toaster. And it glows red, and it transmits the heat through a ceramic insulator to the element that your pots and pans sit on. Well, I can imagine, Frank, when that fails with a hot spot, it would be like an arc welder. I can visualize.
<It is. laughs>
Okay, that's what I envision.
Absolutely. I mean, like when people tell me how this thing happened, I'm just kind of amazed. But I've never seen one happen because I'm not there. The point that I'm trying to make, yes, it's just like an arc welder, but don't be scared. It'll be okay. It definitely will tell you what's wrong. And, of course, an easy repair. Honestly, I of all the appliances, repairing a range elements is very, very easy. I think any of our students could do it. So those are the things. Now, how do those hot spots kind of happen is by dripping liquids on top of it. So be careful. You said something about alkan foil. Be careful about alkan foil, but there's nothing wrong with using them, especially in an oven. I always recommend to my customers that get an aluminum foil tray, nothing too big, and put that on the last tray of the stove so that it could collect any overfilling of liquids, because that's really what happens is you're baking something and it kind of gets a little bit overfilled, overboiling, then the drippings fall on the element, produces that little bit of a shock thing between the hot and the cold, and before you know it, that's going to create a nice red spot, and then before you know it, the element will be gone. So be prepared, class. Take the model number. So many sites. You know, I said I'm teaching this gentleman, a young gentleman with me, how to repair stuff, and I always say how lucky he is. When I started off, we didn't have these Amazon things and this and that you can just go up and buy something. So and sometimes I had to drive for hours to get one element. So yes.
Yeah, right. Right. So it's all available. And class, seriously, $29 and just less than $30 shipped for four mm-hmm. elements for your stove.
Mm-hmm.
That's like $7.50 a piece. And mm-hmm. so you could, you know, for $30 you could have them at the ready. You know,
yeah.
if you wanted to. And that, and you know, Frank, I would. If I had an electric stove, which we do not, we have a gas stove, but if mm-hmm. I had an electric stove, I would have a set of elements at the ready. I absolutely mm-hmm. would. Because I know at some point they're going to fail. And, okay. What's yeah. next, Frank?
So we can change. Do you want to talk a little bit? Gas stoves, again, very, like, there's not much troubles. You probably had yours for many, many years. I've seen them, like, antiqued, and they're still working. Absolutely
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing can go wrong other than a bit of cleaning at the pilot assembly, if you have that style. And so have you encountered many problems with your gas stove?
Initially there were a couple problems. We have a General Electric profile. So it's mm-hmm. not the very best, but it's one step down. And what you've recommended in the past was, you know, don't buy the cheap one. You don't have to buy the best one. But if you buy the middle grade, you know, exactly. you get some extra durability. So this has mm-hmm. a very, very heavy grate to hold the pots and pans above the burners, which I like. And mm-hmm. it's kind of continuous, so you can slide the pans. You know, it's not just one little small spot to hold the pan. You can slide the pan that you're cooking from a burner that you're using to one that you're not using. You know, it's like a continuous grate, which is really not, it's several pieces, but it's cast iron and it's porcelainized. And the only problem that we had was initially the burner element was not right, so they sent us all brand new ones. And that was kind of nice. But mm-hmm. over time, the gas igniter in the oven has failed. Now,
yes.
what this is it's an element that glows red hot. So you mm-hmm. turn on the oven, and the element starts heating like a toaster element. It glows red hot. It's 600 watts, an enormous mm-hmm. amount of electricity. And this thing stays glowing red hot for the entire time that you are using the oven. So not only are you using gas for the oven to, you know, produce the heat, there's this safety system that glows red hot. So if the flame goes out, it's going to start right back on because of this igniter. And we've had two of those fail so far. So mm-hmm. I keep two of them in stock. But
absolutely.
But that's a problem.
That is a problem. Yeah. It's the most common thing that I change in gas stoves. And for class, for our students, and maybe for you, the way that happens is there's an actual gas valve that has a coil, and then it's connected in series to this ignited thing, which you will find if you take the top part of the oven off, and then there's another safety plate, and you can look at it and see it. And what happens is that as that igniter heats up, it loses some of its resistance, believe it or not. And at once it ignites hot enough, the resistance will be so low, and because it's in series, like two lights in series, like Christmas lights, it will provide enough current to ignite power the gas valve, and voila, there you go. A couple of things that can go wrong with them. First of all, is that element, the actual burner has little holes on the side vents, and sometimes they get clogged up. So that thing can be red, red, red hot, but because there's no gas, propane or natural gas, hitting that igniter, because it literally needs to hit to cause ignition, it will just stay there. And then all of a sudden you get the service call, oh, I heard a little explosion in my oven. A little explosion, you say? Where do you live? Let me get there right away. And then the other thing, Vince, is for one reason or another, they do have to blow red, almost white hot, because that's when, and sometimes they don't. They seem to lose that ability, and you know, you call for service call, and the gentleman changes the igniter, and voila, there goes to work. And so something that you can do, and as Vince said, have one or two in stock. Again, model numbers, Amazon, and you get a nice one or two igniters. Yeah, yes, Vince.
Yeah, so I'm looking at eBay right now, and I bought ours. Mm-hmm. And ours are made by a company called Norton, Norton. I think that's the original equipment, or one of the original equipment manufacturers for the General Electric stoves. And about $20 mm-hmm. for, that's with shipping. So mm-hmm. it's two little wires. You're going to get on your hands and knees. You can take the door off the oven, and you're going to be able to do this class. So the symptom that I've found is you turn the oven on and you get no flame, none. No, your oven will not heat up, because this is a safety device, and it's also the device that ignites the gas coming out of the burner tubes. Now, Frank, I have had another thing that we can talk about with a gas stove, and that is that there was this carbon type smell coming out of our stove or out of the oven, and what happened was the stainless steel tube kind of wore out, and it had extra holes in it. So the flame was not uniform. It was not like, you know, blue, 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 blue all the way up and down these tubes. It was some yellow, and it was sooty. And you could smell it coming out of the vent when you're using the oven. I think that's a pretty dangerous situation. And we were able to get a replacement element. It was about $30, and mm-hmm. it took me about 15 minutes to replace it. Can we talk about that when we come back, Frank?
Sure.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Thanks for this. We're talking about gas stoves and the tubes that have perforations and little tiny holes for the gas to escape, and that's where the blue flames emit right from those little holes. And what we found was that they wore out, and the holes became longer, and the flames became yellow, and it was sooty. And, you know, for about $30, we replaced the stainless steel tubes. So, Frank, you want to talk about that? Is that a common problem you're seeing as well?
It is a common problem, and more so on the top part of a gas stove, because, again, the idea of using one burner more than the others, the actual top part of the burner can get warped, so and then you start getting this kind of big yellow flame on the side. Both, as you said, very easy repairable things. You order them, you put them in. Now, I want to stress, there's two things I want to stress for safety to our class events. First of all, whenever you're doing anything, unplug it first. I mean, you're probably saying, oh, but how do I check voltage with unplug? Okay, unplug the stove. Let's, for example, you're checking an element on the back of the stove and seeing why it's not working, and it could very well be power. So you unplug that stove, you take that back part, you look at it and say, gee, that's a lot of power. Don't worry. concentrate on the wires that it's giving you a problem. That's one thing that took me so long as a serviceman to understand, Vince. Is that you open something up and you say, wow, what am I going to do now? However, you then start cutting things in half, into quarters, and so on and so forth, because then you realize, oh, there's only two wires going to my element. Then once you have that off, then plug it in and do your voltage test, if that's the way you want to go. As always, there's a voltage test, and then there's an ohm test to check most things in an appliance, and it's whichever you feel comfortable. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then maybe call a serviceman, but no. Do a little bit more research, because we are a class to be prepared. So, as I said, there's so much information out there. A multimeter, I think all our students should have one. Isn't that right, Vince?
Absolutely. And, you know, if the appliance is unplugged, and you're absolutely mm-hmm. certain it's unplugged, then you can use the ohm test. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to damage the meter if you do an ohm test. There won't be any voltage, unless you have some capacitors, like in a compressor or something like that. But if you're talking about a stove, I don't know of a potentially way of damaging your ohm meter, your multimeter, if you unplug it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do, believe it or not, class, what I do is when I have an appliance, I will unplug it, then I'll turn it on. And what that will do is it'll try to dissipate any electricity that's, you know, residual in capacitors, and it will dissipate that. And then I'm safe to do whatever I want. That's what I do. But as far as, I think you should have a multimeter, a digital mm-hmm. multimeter. And you can buy one for $10, $15, $20, you know, on the internet. And it will check voltage, it will check ohms, it will check amperes, you know, up to 10 amperes typically. And it's a great tool. We use them all the time.
I'm just going to correct you just a little bit. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
We're asking our class to buy something that's going to go to a wide range. For example, class, my multimeter, first of all, I check that there is a fuse inside, just in case I make that crazy, stupid mistake of having the power on. The other thing that I like my multimeter to be, and I'll tell you in just one second, is to have a 9-volt battery. And the reason for that is because when we come maybe a little on today or next week, when we talk about microwaves, having a multimeter that has a 9-volt battery will become very, very useful. But that's later on, or even next Monday. Let's go back to our stove, both gas and electric. One of the reasons I think stoves break down vents is this crazy thing called, I'm going to keep my food warm until my better half comes home. You don't know how much wear and tear that has on that appliance.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said it. We don't do that. We don't do that here. We cook it and we're ready to eat it. And then if we reheat it, we reheat it later. But we don't keep it warm. There's no keeping it warm. If you're late for dinner, you're late for dinner. That's it. Yeah, and so you're talking about cycling.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky says looking at Europe right now reminds him of the way Ukraine was 10 years ago.
In 2014, our people were not ready for the war, for the quick occupation of Crimea, part of Donbas.
During a CNN foreign policy panel, he said, it's the reason why Ukraine must continue to receive war support from Western nations, including the U.S. He says he does not believe Russia will stop at Ukraine. An autopsy report says the passing of a Venezuelan boy who had been staying at a migrant shelter in Chicago in December was a result of sepsis stemming from a bacterial infection linked to strep throat. Medical officials say Jean Carlos Martinez Rivero, age 5, succumbed to sepsis resulting from complications related to what's known as Group A strep. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's gonna be sliding.
Where today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, so far, to recap, if you have a gas stove, you can replace the burner elements quite easily. Obviously, power off, and there's a gas valve. Shut the gas valve off. If you have, shut the electricity off, turn the breaker off, unplug it. And you might be able to clean those burners gas burners. You can remove them many times. You can soak them in warm water. Use a nylon bristle brush with some detergent after you soak them in hot water, and you might be able to get the burned off food off them. And then, and you might even use what I've done, use a map pin or a small map tack or a small pin and poke back through where the crust of burned on food is on the elements, and then the flame can be restored. If not, you can buy replacement burners. You can do it yourself. I absolutely believe you can do all this yourself, including the electrical elements. Of course, unplug it, and if it's an electric stove, you want to shut off the breaker. It'll be a double breaker for an electric stove. Frank, back to you.
Or some in ranges, what I find electric or propane is that keep warm thing, because you're turning on, turning off, turning on, turning off, and so that's one of the great things of causing the igniter to go, because it's on and off, and so much for the other.
It's not the owner of the home or the user of the stove that's doing it. It's the keep warm function is automatically cycling on, off, on, off, on, off. It's right. It's rough on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes no sense. It really makes no sense to do that. But back to you.
So this is just a little golden nugget, because I always find this funny, and I always make a joke that I have $100 in my pocket for the first stove that I take out of the cleaning, and none of the people are not going to come back and see how bad it is behind it. It never fails, so I still have my $100 in my pocket, because every time you take that stove out, they want to see how dirty it is behind that stove. So a little trick class. The stoves, usually the bottom part, are open. So if you ever, and it's too hard to move the stove for whatever reason, just take the bottom pan out and go in there with your vacuum and clean it out. And then don't make excuses.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Frank, that's a very, very interesting point that you've made.
Yes.
You know, there are cars that show up here at our automotive repair shop, and some people have absolutely filthy cars. You know, they got all kinds of stuff, cups and things on their dashboard. The seats are stained, and there's trash on the floor, trash on the back seat. I mean, it looks like someone used to live there and moved out. Okay, it looks like, you know, it was parked in San Francisco for like 3 days. When we see those kinds of things, class, there's no way it cannot impact the mechanic, because the mechanic will look at that, and no matter what the intentions of the mechanic are, it's hard to say, you know what, I want to make this thing perfect.
Yeah.
Because you can see the owner doesn't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, some people think it's our job as a mechanic to clean up after the owners, and it's not our job. It's not our job.
Well, yeah. But my problem is I respect a customer's home, and I take my shoes off right at the door. So even though sometimes they beg me to keep it on, but I do have a secret. I have about 4 pairs of socks on. so it helps the situation, but and so no excuses not to clean underneath your stove. Just take the bottom drawer off, and you're right there and then. Other than that, Vince, do you want any other things that you want to add to ranges before we move on?
Just one thing that we have, as I mentioned, we have a GE profile. And this particular gas range is converted to propane, and it works pretty well. I decided I wanted to get some spare burner caps. So this is, there's a burner that directs the gas flow out of the orifice. It spreads it, the cap spreads it, and the flame comes around the cap. These caps, you can lift off the cast iron grate, and you can scrub the burner caps. But they're not available. You can't buy a new one. I called General Electric. You know, I looked on the internet, and they've been discontinued for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So my opinion of General Electric has gone way downhill. It used to be an American company. Now it's an Asian company. Mm-hmm. General That's Electric right. doesn't. They have no interest in making the parts for your old stoves and other appliances anymore. They don't. They're just in the business of selling you disposable appliances. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion of General Electric. I would not buy a new General Electric anything.
Oh. I really made a difference. No, I totally agree with you, and it's heartbreaking because, well, my classes know now, but it's heartbreaking when you go, oh, GE, my grandmother, my great-great-great-grandmother had a GE appliance, and you buy with that thing that's going to last you forever, and then you realize, oh, it's not. So there's two things, actually, I'm so glad that you brought that up. There's two things that I find our students should know. First of all is look at the model number when you're going to buy an appliance, either new or old. See where it's manufactured. The model number, the sticker on it, will say where it's manufactured. And you'll see it not in Canada anymore. They used to be made here in Toronto, but not anymore. Not in the United States. And so you'll see. Then the other thing, Vince, is when you're looking at the model number, they'll usually use a dash, and then there's numbers afterwards or letters afterwards. Vince, little secret. That means that specific model, they've had so many problems with it, they've had to redo it. So and every time they redesign that appliance, it gets added another letter after the model number. So keep aware of that, because if there's a quid in like numbers after that, it means that they've had issues with this specific model and may not be what you would want to buy.
That's a very good point.
It is.
And it's very, very difficult. It's difficult to get the replacement parts after they've made so many versions of that same particular model. Because the different versions have some different parts.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no.
Frank, here's another thing. You mentioned the drawer in the stove. So we have a gas stove. We don't use that drawer for pots and pans and lids. And it just sits empty. However, mm-hmm. for some reason, it has begun to rust. Now, it's not like we're sloppy and drip water all over it. For some reason, the edge of the drawer in the corner has started to rust. So I mentioned to Mrs. Finelli that, you know, next warm day, I'm going to take that out. I'm going to buff it. I'm going to sand it to bare metal where it's black, and prime it with Rust-Oleum rusty metal primer, and then I'm going to paint it black to keep it from rusting further. So, you know, that's the stitch in time saves nine. You know, you can wait till it rusts all the way through and then throw it away, or you can fix it before it rusts all the way through. The point is, I'm going to get it as soon as I can.
Absolutely. The other thing, we might as well, because we only have another 10 minutes, the other thing that I call a lot on service calls is people pick their doors up without doing it properly. And then there's no way they can get them back on non-class. I'm hoping that you have your manual. And if not, easy to go and download a manual for a stove. But the thing is, the hinges on those stoves are so, so hard. The spring in it, Vince, I literally had to make a tool to be able to push it down to its proper position. Mm-hmm. But, class, when you do decide that you need to move the oven, the store from an oven, for whatever it is, because it makes it easier to do any repairs inside. There is kind of a little latch mechanism, okay, that kind of locks the hinge in place so that it's very easy to remove. But unless you know, and it's a very obtrusive thing there, unless you know about this, then you simply, oh, let me take the door off like Vince and Frank said for me to repair my igniter, and then you take it out, blank, blank, and it will never go back in properly because the hinge itself is not 90 degrees to the door, and it's just really, really difficult. So please, the class, remember that there is a bit of a mechanism there that allows the spring and the arm to stay in place, so you can take that door, clean it, whatever it is, and then put it back in a very, very nice way. I don't know if you ever had that problem, Vince, but
We have not had that problem. However, I can visualize exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. Because, Class, if you think about it, if you have a self-cleaning oven, that door, that front door is going to weigh between 15 and 20 pounds. It's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It is really heavy. And then if you think about the hinge, that's a spring-loaded hinge, the hinge is like 2 inches long, maybe an inch and a half long. So this 1.5-inch long piece of metal is able to lift the entire door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really spring-loaded. So if you don't remove, there are two latches, one for each side of the hinge, one for the left, one for the right. There are two little latches that you just move out of the way. They're designed to just flip to release the hinges. That's so the door doesn't fall off in, on your feet when you open the door. I mean, it's a safety feature. So if you flip those, you'll be able to lift you put the door down and then lift it right out. It's real easy, but you've got to do it right. Otherwise, you're never going to get the door back in. And that's exactly what Frank is saying.
Francis, this is funny. I had to make a tool where I literally had to not stand, but use my chest as the force against this hinge to put it back in place, to put this little mechanism that keeps the door. It was like, oh my God's sake. Yeah. But anyway, so that's a beautiful little trick if you ever wanted to take the door to clean or make it easy to do repairs fast. So.
And don't force anything. You're talking about sheet metal that has been sprayed with glass or porcelain, and it will chip, and if you bend it, if you drop something on it, if you force it, all these parts will come out very easily, naturally designed to come out easily. But if it doesn't come out easily, something else needs to be removed. You missed a screw, or you missed a clip, or you missed something that is preventing it from, I'm talking about the trays and the porcelain parts, the door. They'll all come out very, very easily. You don't have to struggle with any of it. So if it doesn't come out easily, you haven't done it right yet. So what Frank said, get the manual. It's free. You can download it. You can type in, like GE profile oven model, download manual.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And you get then save it. Then save the manual.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another problem, Frank, because we have become so accustomed to saving things on our hard drives, our phone, and then the computer, quits, and then we lose everything. So you ought to print, the important stuff out.
Exactly. At least you don't have to print the whole manual, because sometimes they're like 150 pages, but the important parts, things that you may want to do repairs on,
Yeah. When we come back, Frank, do we have some time to talk about microwave ovens?
Yeah, we can start pushing on it a bit. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Microwave ovens.
Yeah.
So, class, one thing is don't let stuff get between the door of the microwave oven and the cavity.
100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In class, Frank Pacheco is with us. You might have heard me read this letter that I wrote to Jeff Rentz last week, and I'll read it very quickly. Jeff, just wondering if you have any regrets about broadcasting USA Prepares on Rents Radio. All the best. Thank you, Vincent. That's the whole letter. Okay, I sent it to him. I read it on the air, and I sent it to him while I was on the air. I got a response, and I thought you might appreciate this class and instructors. And this came from Jeff Rentz.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Not a chance! Exclamation point. You're at the top of the class. Smile. That's from Jeff Rentz. I don't think there's a higher compliment, class.
Wow.
I don't think there is.
I'm so proud of what you've developed.
Frank, it's the instructors. It is not. Yeah. It's not me. It's the instructors.
I know. So, but you provided the platform, and we're shining beside you.
I have a couple
honestly,
quick.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's still refreshing. It doesn't matter what day you listen, the class listens in. I mean, everyone has their beautiful like side of things, and it's just Kathy and Bertrand, which reminds me, as I said, I was an avid student of USA Prepares, and one of the things I remember about microwaves and Bert Bertrand saying how you can touch your microwave by using your cell phone. I don't know if you remember him talking about that.
Well, yeah, what I said was... There was a sponsor on the network, and they were saying how this device would protect you from your cell phone radiation. I called them up and said, yeah, could you all send me one? I'd like to see one of these things. I'll send it back. I'm not looking for a free one. I just want to see it. I want to see how it works, and I'll test it. And if it works great, I'll say it works great. If it doesn't work great, I'm going to send it back. And no matter what, I'm going to send it back. And I'll tell you, you know, what my results were. So I put a cell phone in it and called the cell phone, and the cell phone rang. That tells me it didn't work. So I called them up and said, it doesn't work. And we pulled the commercials. We pulled the commercials. This was many, many years ago. So here's the,
yeah.
So I told the class that you could put a cell phone in a microwave oven, and it's supposed to be a Faraday cage or close to it. It's not.
That's
cell
right.
phone. You can call a cell phone right in your microwave oven. It'll ring. Now make sure you unplug it, because you'll blow up your cell phone if you turn it on. But here's the thing about cell phones. Don't let any food get between the door and the microwave cavity. Do not. You know, a little bit of food will cause a massive leak of microwave radiation. Don't slam the door. Don't let anybody slam the door. Don't look inside. I mean, I remember John Stadtmiller put a cup of coffee in the microwave oven here at our house. And he's got his face right up against the glass. I'm like, get away from that thing. You know, so... A lot of people do that. And then if you're going to use a microwave oven, put the food in it and back away. Get away. Don't think that thing's your friend. Back to you, Frank.
Oh, Vince. The reason why I'm laughing is you've said all these things, and it's almost 12 o'clock. Well, but yeah, 11 o'clock here. But there's reasons, and I think if the class tunes in next week, next Monday, they will find it very interesting why you don't slam the door in a microwave, why you don't keep food, and so on and so forth. Now, one of my favorite, I not know when the commercial's coming on, but one of my favorite topics when I used to teach in many, many years ago was microwave, because of this very, very funny story. Lytton Industries, which is an Army-based company in the United States that did all sorts of things. They were in the playing around with the technology for radar and things like that. And this one gentleman, I don't know his last name, but I think was Spence something. It doesn't really matter. The thing is, he went for lunch and decided he was not going to have his little chocolate snack until sometime during the day. So he came in and he started doing his tasks at Lytton Industries, and all of a sudden this chocolate melted down his path. And he started to think, oh, what happened here? And really, that's where the microwave started to be born. They realized that these waves that they were testing out there was doing something, especially to his chocolate that he had in his pocket. And through development and development and development, the microwave came to be. Now, I've been doing this for 40 years, so you can see it's been a long time. And it was one of my... greatest things when I first started in the appliance industries is the microwave was becoming a very popular cooking appliance in the house. It was a joy working with them, and I'm sure next Monday when we go through the concepts and how you can repair them, and they're not as fantastic as you think they are, but they are useful, friends. You must admit, it's nice
absolutely.
To heat up a coffee.
No, there's no question about it. We probably couldn't survive without microwave ovens today, because first of all, we don't know how to cook, but in fact, I've never said this. I've never mentioned this on the air, but I used to work for Lytton Industries. L-I-T-T-O-N.
That's great.
Lytton Industries was an absolutely spectacular corporation. No question about it. And they pretty much came out with one of the very first, if not the first, microwave oven, and they called it a radar range. Radar. Lytton radar range. because it used 2.4 gigahertz, same frequency as radar. And that's what's in there. That's what's in your microwave oven. So the guy behind you with your Tesla is spraying you.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.